It's time for our Wednesday morning conversation, and Heidi O'Hare is here, and so is Annette Miller from our Tomahawk Public Library. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
All right, lot to talk about here. I have a full page of notes here this morning, and I was just saying the thing on top of our list here today is Birdathon Bingo, and I said I'm a bird guy. I've always been a bird guy, even when I was a kid. My favorite bird was always a Baltimore Oriole. I am really happy that I get to see them all the time in the summertime now where I live, and I just get so excited when a Cardinal's on my bird feeder. It's like a huge banner day when the Cardinals, then if you get Cardinals and Baltimore Orioles and all that color at the same time, that's a really good day for a bird guy.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Birds are wonderful creatures. Tell us about the Birdathon. Heidi, you get us started here this morning. What is Birdathon Bingo?
So it's a reading challenge where you would read up to 12 hours and then and you're able to check off the squares. And then there's activities that you would go and do bird activities. One of the things we're partnering with is the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has a great Wisconsin Birdathon every year from April 15th to June 15th, and they track birds that you see, especially songbirds, because what they're trying to do is they're trying to find out what is coming to your area, what is living there and nesting, so that they can track numbers and then also track how and where they go and migrate to and from. And so we're meshing the two together by asking people to go in onto the website for Wisconsin Birdathon and track birds, and then also do the reading challenge, which is learning about some different type of birds, and then we're also going to have some arts and crafts that you can do with it.
And this is for grown-ups and kids, right?
Yep, okay. All ages.
This is for everybody. Wisconservation.org. Wisconservation.org is a good website to take a look at that to get going with the Great Wisconsin Birdathon. That's a great time of year to have it, too, because there's birds passing through that we don't normally see. They're on their way to or from wherever they're going to be summering, and it's a good time of year to be a bird watcher.
And we're also going to have some more bird watching kits. So we'll have some more. We have one that is a nature backpack that is just for birds, but we're also going to have some other kits that have binoculars.
A single vision.
Okay.
Binocular.
So you can see far away.
Field guides.
Okay.
That you can check out from the library, and use.
So those backpacks, the kits, are things just like a book or a movie or something else. You check it out from the library, bring it back when you're done.
You just bring in your card and then check them out and then bring it back.
Are there prizes for the reading challenge?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
This year we have a couple of different things. We have some birdhouses and then also some other prizes that
nice bird related stuff.
Yes.
Maybe. Okay, so Birdathon reading challenge goes from April 1st, no fooling, till May 11th, and again check out the website wisconservation.org. reading with Legos. Annette, as the children's librarian here, I'll bet this one's going to be right up your alley. What Read with Lego photo contest that is already underway?
It is.
Okay.
Actually, Lee, the Lego librarian, is kind of the mascot for our virtual Lego challenge that we hold each month. And
okay.
So, and that was, a lot of that is taken care of by Allison Pisto, our assistant director. She's also very tech-minded and comes up with some good ideas with regard to this program. She does that virtual challenge. And so now you can come in and get a flat Lee. It's a picture of, basically a large, like, minifigure, and we have named it Lee.
Okay.
You can take it home with you and then take it out somewhere on an adventure with you, or take a picture of it with you reading in your home or in some fun place and then get the picture back to us at the library. And anybody who submits a picture will be entered into a prize drawing. So
is there like a board at the library where all the pictures are hung?
Yes, we've gotten a few in already. There's some really cool entries. People have been very creative with their pictures of themselves with Lee. So, and you can just email it to the library at our copy@tomahawk.lib.wi.us, or you can Facebook message the image to us as well.
Okay. I don't know how to do that, but kids do.
Yeah, email. Yep. Anyway, okay. You can get it to us.
Whatever it takes to get it.
Yeah, it's yeah.
So Lee, the librarian, the Lego librarian,
kind of our mascot.
She wants to get out. So take Lee out and have some fun with Lee.
Right.
I played a song this morning. apparently, there's something called Marshmallow out there that is making music. Are either of you familiar with Marshmallow, the music maker?
I have heard of it, yes.
Oh, okay. Because today when I saw this thing, I really, Marshmallow is the name of a singer, I guess. I'm it's old guy syndrome here. Squishmallow, though, is something happening at the library. Squishmallow paint party. Heidi, you want to tackle that one?
Oh, Heidi, we should have brought a Squishmallow with us. I didn't know nobody knew what Squishmallows were. Darn.
What's a Squishmallow?
It's like these.
Super soft
and like
cute
and like it's like a pillow, but it's squishy and they're like round oval shaped and they're animals,
different characters, or okay. Some of them aren't even animals, some of them are, you know,
things,
other things that are made into these, and you can't imagine how soft they are and how comforting they are.
Really,
they're for all
and
ages.
Cuddly,
oh, for sure.
And like, huh. Like, there can be a mushroom or an owl or...
And there's many different sizes.
Yeah.
They could be as big as this desk, or they could be little and fit in the palm of your hand. And, yeah, they're quite a thing.
So are they... do kids like to paint on them? Are they... Or is this something that you're painting while you're cuddling your Squishmallow?
So, we do a lot of our giveaways or prizes have been Squishmallows because they're so popular and
okay.
Kids have a lot of fun. We got the suggestion actually from one of our patrons is that we could actually have it where they could paint their favorite Squishmallow on a canvas.
Oh, okay. So kids have, they have their favorites and they just
yes.
want to transfer those favorites in a form of art
in
and
artwork.
Painting. Okay.
Yep.
This will be something for kids to do during spring break. So the week, March 26th, that'll be available every day. You can do that. Come in any day during spring break.
Just that one day.
One day.
And from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock.
Okay, 1 till 5, March 26th. It's a Paint a Squishmallow party.
It's just an extension of our Tinker Tuesday program, which
okay.
will, those, you know, this, the stations that are generally at Tinker Tuesdays for kids will be set up as well.
Okay.
During that extended version. But then we're going to just add that extra twist of the Squishmallow paint party.
I say it all the time on my show. I like to learn something new every day. And I think since I didn't learn anything on Trading Mart today, it's nice that I got my Squishmallow lesson today. So I am enriched.
I'm so sad we didn't bring one.
I know.
Next time. Squishmallows will always be welcome here in the studio. Solar eclipse is coming up here, and I was just reading about that the other day, and there are a lot of people who get really nervous that people are going to look at this directly with their eyes, which can damage your vision, and so it's something you should take seriously. I remember when I was a kid in school, the teacher handed out Frisbees. And we could hold that Frisbee up in front of our face and look at the sun up there in the sky, and you could see it coming through the Frisbee. And that protected our eyes. And so that's a way that some people can take a look at that. You can see the effect of it and not damage your eyesight. So that's one way to do it. What about solar eclipse viewing with the library?
So we have a lot of classes to hand out. And you can pick them up now or until that date.
I believe they were available through NASA provided those.
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
To libraries. You could request them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so the same ones that the astronauts looked at with the solar eclipse, the kids in Tomahawk camp. Hey, it's from NASA. It's got to be the same ones the astronaut use. Is there a cost to get these glasses?
No, they're free.
Okay.
Well, we have them.
So the event is happening on Monday, April 8th. What time of day is it, do you know?
Around 12:30, I think. 30-ish. And we're not in the full zone. I mean, you can go online or somewhere and find out that there's a path that that it's going to take where it's a full, complete, total eclipse. And we're not quite in that path, but we will have some viewing of a part of it.
Okay.
And we do have also a poster with all the information
right.
about it.
And I know from past too, just because you have sunglasses on, that may not provide the proper protection
from
your eyes. And so you have to have a special lens or look at it through a Frisbee.
Or we also have two solar kits that you can check out that are specific for looking at the sun with.
Okay.
And it's amazing when you look through them how small the sun is compared to what you see visually, like in person.
Right.
And then if you really look at it, and you can also see different parts of the sun. And
so these are binoculars that you have available to check out for people that want to look at the sun directly and not hurt their eyes.
Right. Yes. If you look in these binoculars just in the library, you're like, what's wrong with these things? You can't, it's black in here. Like, okay. It's like the covers are on or something. But then when you go outside and only look at this, then you see the sun.
Okay.
That's the only thing you see when you use these binoculars.
So Heidi, when you said the sun looks little as opposed to, so in other words, the sun gives off a huge glow and you think that's the whole sun, but the sun is really small and there's a lot of glow around it.
Right. Yep.
Wow, I never knew that there was such a thing. You can check out those solar eclipse binocular kits at the library. You can check those out and get ready for Monday, April 8th to watch the whatever we have for an eclipse around these parts. Move it, move it, move it. Tuesdays from 10 o'clock until noon. What is that all about?
That's about caretakers and young children and parents coming, or grandparents, whatever. And they just come into our community room and they're able to use all the floor mats and all the toys that are out and climb and get some of that energy out.
I see.
It's okay. Like an unstructured free play.
Yep.
Got it. So the kids safe. Can just go crazy.
Yep. And it's very safe, very cushioned and safe.
Good deal. Tuesdays from 10 o'clock until 12. And I'll bet that people during spring break time, especially, I'll bet that's going to be a busy room at the library.
If it's like this outside, it will.
Yeah, especially. Yeah. Yeah. This. You knew we were going to pay for the weather we've had all winter, right? I mean, everybody listening knew we would pay for what we've been experiencing. And now, it's time to pay the piper this week here, I guess. Tinker Tuesdays continue. We touched on that a little bit earlier this morning, but what else is happening on Tinker Tuesdays going forward now?
Well, we always have the Lego table, which is very popular, and with the Lego table, there's also Legos that you can make motorized or moving parts, and then there's also different 3D pens are really popular. Yeah.
What's a 3D pen? What is that?
Like a 3D printer, but it's a pen form.
And then they can just build their own whatever they want to build with their mind.
Gosh. I need to go to the library more often. I have no idea. I've never heard of such a thing.
Come to Tinker Tuesday.
Yeah. Tinker Tuesdays, 3:30 till 5. Okay. library time on Thursdays from 10 to 11:30. What's library time?
Library time is a program that's been around for quite some time. And what it is basically is, again, it's something where parents or caregivers of young children can come to the library. This one's a little bit more structured than the Move It, Move It, Move It, where we have music, and there's a story time, and there's a play time, there's a craft, there's a snack, and it's just a really wonderful time for adults to have a place to come together and visit and get to know other people, and little people who are home and maybe home daycare or just home with, we have grandpas, grandmas, aunts.
Everybody.
Yeah, people who just care for young children and want a place to go in the mornings come in. And yeah, it's a really wonderful program, just like the Move It. It's just another opportunity for people, because there's just not a lot to do with little people when you're home with them, particularly this time of year, but just in Tomahawk, there aren't a lot of places to go.
Right.
Because you can't always go to the park. And
exactly.
Yeah,
especially this time of year. So that's library time is Thursdays from 10 to 11:30.
Right.
Tinker Tuesdays is Tuesdays from 3:30 till 5. Just want to make sure we get the time straight. What was that, Annette?
Oh, I was just going to add in that at library time, we really always try to add in some early literacy components, because the building blocks of literacy include play, they include talking together, they include, you know, all those things. It's not just, reading, of course, is,
the basic
main thing for that. But, you know, all those things contribute to helping kids to develop their literacy skills.
It's never too early to start reading to and with kids.
That's right.
Never too early, even the little babies. Art Share. I don't know if we've talked about Art Share. I know some of this stuff sounds a little familiar, but Art Share, what is that now going on at the library?
So that is where anyone, all ages, can take a photo, draw, paint, anything they want to do to create art, anything original, and then they would just send it to us, and we have a theme every month. For instance, this month's theme is transformation, and so anything that you believe, that's what that means. So we'll keep it. We always have some type of word to go with that.
And then just like how we're hanging up the pictures of the people with Lee, we also display, you know, when people share their art with us, we also display that at the library.
Is that for all ages as well?
Yep, all
okay.
ages.
So the I could take the my 15-month old grandson is starting to doodle and stuff on paper, and I can take that from the refrigerator and take it right over to the library?
Yep.
Sure.
So whatever
Send
you want.
Send photos.
Okay.
Yep.
Very nice. Very nice. So that's called Art Share, and you can do that anytime.
Yep.
Virtual Lego Challenge. Boy, Legos are big at the library here. We have another Lego challenge here. Now, what's this one about?
So this is our monthly one where we have a, as Annette talked about earlier, Allison makes a video every month during the school year, and it'll have a theme. And then that theme, you build something around that to create. And then you send us a picture of that, and then we display it.
So for March, her challenge was build a leprechaun trap.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I bet there were some pretty creative ones that
Fun to see. Huh. Always fun to see what the kids come up with.
Well, so it's still time to get them in for March yet, though, too.
Yeah, sure.
And then there's usually, like all the other challenges, there's usually some kind of a prize?
Yes, every
okay.
month.
The art share does not, but generally when we have like the Lego challenge and like the Read with Lee contest, we do put the names in for a drawing.
Well, the art share prize is seeing your work of art displayed to the public.
There you go.
That's a very nice prize right there. So a virtual Lego challenge going on here once again. The ALA grant, $10,000 seems like a lot of money. Libraries Transforming Communities, Accessible Small and Rural Communities. So is this a grant that you were awarded?
Yes, we just received it.
Okay.
And we're really happy about that. What we'll be working on is our accessibility in our building.
Okay.
One of the things we're hoping to do is make one of our inner vestibule doors also accessible by having a opening button and everything. So
people in a wheelchair or such, mm-hmm. They can still get through the building yep. properly. Are there other projects that the library needs to address to make it more accessible too?
Well, part of the grant is also having either a survey or I'm just starting the grant, so we'll be doing a survey or some talks this coming spring, finding out what other people are interested in. The comments and things that I wrote about in the grant were just things that people had made comments to me in the past about.
Okay. So you're welcoming some feedback mm-hmm. if you have accessibility challenges in your life and you'd like to spend more time at the library, but you need to know about those
yep.
buts.
Yes.
So to speak.
Yep.
Okay. So they can contact you anytime at the library.
Yes.
Okay. So I hope you get a lot of feedback on that. It'll make yep. your job a little easier. Make sure it's easier for everybody to use, too.
Yeah.
That's all good. National Library Week, April 7th through April 13th. There'll be daily drawings. How else are you going to celebrate that?
Well, we always, before, we'll be also going to the home show. And then after that, we'll be also encouraging people to get a library card. And then also, we'll also be encouraging people to use the Libby app.
Okay.
And the Libby app is our e-content. So a lot of people nowadays in cars don't necessarily have a CD player or where they used to use their audiobooks.
Sure.
And so now a lot of people have been starting to use the Libby app so that they can download audiobooks and play them over their car radio.
I have my regular listening in my radio on my way to work every day, but on my way from work and back to home, I'm often searching, and I'm not finding a lot of things I would like to listen to during that time. So that sounds like something
subscribe
that...
Subscribe and pay for a service mm-hmm. for okay. audiobooks or e-content. There are some popular ones out there. And then, you know, people don't really realize that they can be receiving these kind of services for free just by having a library card and downloading the Libby app.
How much are library cards these days? 20 bucks, 25, 30 bucks?
Always free.
Really?
Always free.
My goodness, our economy is just humming right along here. Free library cards at our Tomahawk Library, everywhere else too for that matter. We've covered our notes and I'm just about out of time. Got about 30 seconds for last words from both of you. Anything else that we need to know about what's going on at the library right now?
Just to come and join us for anything and look at our website or give us a call and we'll see what we can do for you.
And when the kids are getting bored on spring break, a great thing to do is take them to the library. There's all kinds of things going.
Oh, for sure.
Good
yes.
deal. Annette and Heidi, thank you very much for being here this morning. And I apologize, I wasn't a little bit better prepared, but maybe next time.
I think it was fine.
Okay,
it's
good.
Fine.
Thank you two very much.